95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. You're listening to the Heidi and Frank Show from the Morongo Casino Studios on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
It's Friday, it's 9 o'clock, and it's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go, brought to you by SellersAdvantage.com. Now, this is the segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent, in this case, talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous rock stars, or should they pack their bags, move back home with mom and dad, and start working on what they often call Plan B?
Should I stay or should I go?
Also, I still have a four-pack of George Thorogood tickets at the OC Fair. So somebody who calls and randomly votes today for stay or go, meaning stay if you like the band, and they can stay in the music business, or go if you don't like them. Doesn't matter what you vote for, stay or go. But somebody who randomly calls, and if you are available to go tonight to the OC Fair to see George Thorogood and Foghat together, that sounds awesome.
That's the show.
It's my last four-pack that I have, so I'll give that away when somebody votes. But we do have a very special guest coming in. They're going to be performing live during New Music Friday. It's the Bierman Brothers and Larry Dvoskin. Larry Dvoskin and Familiar Faces.
Yep. Familiar Faces of the band.
The Familiar Faces is now the band. They were the Bierman Brothers back in the day, and now they're the Familiar Faces.
Yep.
And they should be Familiar Faces because they were on this segment of the show back in 2020. We got Sean and Chad and Nonso in here, so there you go. Guys, have a seat. Good to see you all. Look at you guys.
Yeah.
You got style.
Good to be in here.
This is the Sean and Chad, the Bierman Brothers, now Familiar Faces, have been playing together since they were the age of 8. That's the same time they started listening to the Heidi and Frank Show.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Our whole lives. We grew up listening to it on the way to school with our dad every morning. And, you know, now we're here in the studio. That's amazing.
Awesome. That's so amazing to hear because it makes me feel so freaking old. That's awesome. I've been on the air a long time in Los Angeles. And so it's good to see that you got some influence from 95.5 KLOS. And now you're doing the music thing. And it's going pretty well for you guys. And so we're looking forward to you playing later. But you were on this segment of the show back in 2020 and had a very good reception. People said definitely stay for you guys. But what was it like, I mean, as far as like the anxiety hearing your stuff being played on 95.5 KLOS for the first time? Was it?
It was so exciting. We were standing, because of course, you know, COVID, we did it online from a telephone call. Right. I remember standing in our living room, just listening to our music play on the radio for the first time in our like living room, just throughout our whole house. And we were so excited. I remember filming it, like screaming. I was like, yeah! And then we got the call and we were very nervous for that part.
And you got stays. I mean, it worked out for you. So now you're in the seat where you get to decide somebody else's fate. You were there before. And so we're going to play their music in a second, but also Larry Dvoskin's here. Larry, good to see you.
Yo,
look at
nice.
You, man.
Legendary, hello, everybody.
Legendary songwriter, Larry Dvoskin. He's written for David Bowie, Santana, Bon Jovi, Bad Company, Robert Plant, and more. Like I said, she's at every festival.
I'm exhausted just hearing that list.
Wow. I know.
That's quite an impressive list right there.
You know what Robert Plant said once? He gave me a song to work on, and he said, write something deep and meaningless like an old Zeppelin tune. And like Yoda bestowing wisdom to, you know, Luke Skywalker, for 2 weeks I was like, deep and meaningless.
Yeah.
Does that mean like the Piper's calling you to join him, or there's a bustle?
Yeah,
your head's all like, what the hell?
Just open up.
It's rock and roll.
That's rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
Well, Larry, with your experience and everyone you've worked with, we got some expertise in here to help us judge the act we have today. The band, it goes by the name of the Wild Mustangs. The bio reads, writing songs was a dream until last year when Jerry decided to take some positive action and follow that dream. Better late than never. He was born in Brooklyn, New York. Loving country music and being a New Yorker is a little bit odd for that, but fortunately for Jerry, Manhattan had the Lone Star Cafe and spent a lot of time there, and Jerry's songs are semi-autobiographical with poetic liberties taken as needed, and Jerry's married to his muse and lives in Phoenix right now, and he is zoomed in with us, Jerry Tropp, aspiring musician, it says. Hey, Jerry.
Hey.
So you started, you said you were writing songs or wanted to be a rock star or a country star, and you started doing it last year. What actually made you finally do it?
Well, I'm no kid, as you can tell. And
I'm a retired teacher, and I was just sitting around with time on my hands and just sat down and started.
So
that was it.
So you've always played music, and then you finally said, I want to release it to the world, or you just picked up a guitar and had your first lesson last year?
I picked up a guitar and had my first lesson last year.
All right. Wow. Wow. It's never too late to start.
Well, better late than never, right?
That's so, right.
That's about it.
And you came up with the name The Wild Mustangs. That's something you always had in mind? That
Oh, hell no. No, no, no. No. I originally wanted to just be The Mustangs, but that was taken by several groups. So I'd go went with Wild Mustangs, even though actually it's kind of redundant because Mustangs are already wild.
Yeah, and seeing your seeing your bio picture, it looks like a LinkedIn photo. So how wild is that? I mean, really, your publicity photo says it all, Jerry. So Jerry, say hello to the Bierman brothers. We got Sean and Chad in here, and also Larry Dvoskin, who's worked with many of the biggest artists of all time. They're going to help us decide if you stay or go. But the audience is going to do that. Now, you sent us a couple of songs, and I think you actually sent us three. Now, we only have the ability to play two, and you have to choose one song to start off with, and we're going to play that for the audience, and they will call up 818-955-2955, and they'll say, stay if they like you, Jerry. They'll say, go if they don't. I know you're retired, and you don't have to go home and live with your parents again. But
hell no.
But if they think you need a few more lessons, they might say go. But what song of the three you sent us would you like to start off with?
Well, Short Trip.
Short Trip. You got that, Jordan?
Got it.
All right. 818-955-2955 is the number. Should the Wild Mustangs stay or should they go?
Oh, it's a short trip from the bar stool to the floor. When you're drinking to forget the love that walked right out the door. Your pain goes south and your head bangs loud when you hit that hardwood floor. You're looking up at knees but feel so pleased cause she don't trouble you no more. In a moment of desire and in an alcohol-borne haze, I turn to another without thinking of the shame. Tried to hide my cheating ways from you, but they were written on my face. And despite my pleas, you walked out on me. Left a shell of a man where I used to be. The broken heart I gave to you makes me suffer endlessly. Oh, it's a short trip from the bar stool to the floor. When you're drinking to forget the love that walked right out the door. Your pain goes south and your head bangs loud when you hit that hardwood floor. You're looking up. So please, cause she don't trouble you no more. So I cover all the mirrors and anything that might reflect. So I can't see my face at all to face all my regrets. I'm just a broken man who broke your heart and broke your faith in me. I can't see the face that lost you, girl, and face deceit and misery. My stupid needful drive that turned me to another. With my misplaced manly pride, I realized my mistake too late. And instead of truth defined, thought I was wise and lies multiplied. Now I sit alone and cry, switching from beer to Everclear to wash you from my brain. One shot to another, and one more for my pain. Everything is spinning round and round, hoping it's all not in vain. It ain't worth the bother or disdain if I still recall your name. Here we go again, here we go again. Oh, it's a short trip from the bar stool to the floor. When you're drinking to forget the love that walked right out the door. Your pain goes south and your head bangs loud when you hit that hardwood floor. You're looking up at knees but feel so clean. trouble you no more. I'm not drinking no more. I got a dang headache. Damn bar stool, tell me, Doc, is it a TBI?
Wild Mustangs. Woo! Right there. 818-955-2955. We got Jerry on the phone. Jerry is living his dream right now. This is where he passed the ball around the room, Jerry, to find out what we thought about you inside the studio. We got the Beerman brothers with us, Sean and Chad. What did you guys think of, and Nonso, I know you're part of two, but you're not a twin, right? You know,
no.
Definitely not.
Unless there was a different father.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's a reboot of the movie Twin. This is triplets.
We like to say he's our triplet.
That's right.
Yeah, brother.
All right, Nonso, I'll start out with you then. What do you think of Jerry and the Wild Mustangs?
You know, I liked it. I think a lot of times now we don't hear too much country music, you know, and stuff, so it's just nice to hear that kind of fresh sound. I think a lot of our music, actually, believe it or not, stems from country and blues and stuff like that. So just to hear something like that is nice to, it's kind of refreshing for me.
Good. So that's probably, right. That's a stay from you. Sean and Chad, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the lyrics. Made me want to go take a shot right now.
I did. I took a shot during the song. 100%. I was drinking during the song.
I know. Made me jealous.
You shot that down.
I should have brought shots too. Man.
Do you want? I didn't know.
Are you guys old enough to drink?
I know.
That's another thing.
We are now.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right.
Just barely, but we are.
Larry Dvoskin, you've worked with legends from David Bowie to Robert Plant. So, what do you think of the Wild Mustangs?
Really good. I got to say, very professionally done. I listen to a lot of country. I work in Nashville. And, you know, what's inspiring about not just Jerry, who's on with us, is it's never too late to go for your dream. And he's doing it. And it sounds as good as anything you'd hear in Nashville or in the South. Mm-hmm. And there's a crossover now. There is no, like, pop and country. Like, Ringo Starr just did a country album.
Right.
You know, it's... Yep.
Dolly Parton did a rock album.
Exactly. So
Post Malone did country.
Yeah, Post Malone's in.
So, congratulations, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry, I was pleasantly surprised because it was like, oh, not one lesson, and I'm starting late, and I didn't expect to hear it be so well produced and so well written, and the hook, and it's just like the songwriting technique that you had with the short trip from the bar stool to the floor. I mean,
it
was catchy. I was singing at the end. You made me want to drink. I started drinking, and I'm going to keep drinking all day because of you, Jerry. in a good way, in a good way. So I would definitely say stay. Go for it, man. What do you say, Jordan?
I mean, it's a fun song. It's got that late '90s, like 2000s kind of country to it, where it's like Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, all that stuff, where it just makes you want to drink and have a good time. But it almost sounds too good to be true. I mean, you can't. What's your previous experience with music? If you just picked up a guitar last year, like how and why is this so good? But
Jerry.
Too good to be true is one of those things.
I'm a truthful guy, so here you go. Got your seatbelts on?
Yep.
It's AI.
I knew it.
Chad literally said in the beginning that it was AI.
I knew it. I've made lots of songs with AI, and I can hear like how the transients are kind of changed with an AI song. But nonetheless, you shaped it great, man. Like the way it came out is fantastic.
So yeah, you can really write a prompt, Jerry. The computer understood exactly what you wanted, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I fed in everything I needed, and it spit out, I don't know, several versions, and I had gone through about 350 iterations of it.
Wow.
To get to what was in my head. The sound I wanted.
So you wrote the lyrics, Jerry, or
no?
Yes.
All of the lyrics. You typed all the lyrics.
Of the lyrics.
Okay,
yes.
So it wasn't like this is the storyline, kind of the bullet points, mm-hmm. and then it came out with this wonderful lyric thing. Because I said I gave you credit on the lyrics.
Yeah.
So you wrote all those.
Yes.
All right.
And obviously, 350 versions is insane. Like that's more hours put into it than I've put into some of my own songs I've written, like without AI at all. So like. Credit to you, man, honestly.
Yeah, well, I worked my butt off, quite honestly. I was...
That's so funny. Let's read some of the comments coming in through... Sure. I mean, now that you've revealed that it was AI before the votes, I don't know if anyone online is going to change their vote because of that. But, people were texting during the show, during the song. Uh-huh. And 714, so good, super stay, 818... The F is this? Is this AI? It's good though. And let's see what a day for Heidi to miss Stay or Go. Is this AI? Sounds pretty good. Wasn't expecting it. Stay. Three thumbs up. That's a stay from me. Honestly, I cannot stand country. However, that being said, this sounded really great, and I can see that being a big hit on K-Frog. Yeah. I think at our country radio. So, everybody really, really liked it, Jerry. So let's find out what the audience thought out there now that they know the truth and the curtain's been pulled back. Are they going to give you the credit that you would like, or are they going to say, it was AI, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right. Heidi would have loved it. Emo would have hated it.
Emo have known? Because there was the band we talked about earlier in the week called the Velvet Sundown, which is like a totally manufactured band. And they have already 500,000 subscribers on Spotify. And we played it for one of our personalities here on 95.5 KLOS. And I was over here dancing to it. And she was like, yeah, that's really good. I was like, that was AI. And she just was like, just went white. Like, oh, no, there's no soul in that. So change your mind completely. Yeah. Let's find out if change the mind of anybody calling in. Hello, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, now that you know everything, the truth is out there. Full transparency here on the Heidi and Frank Show. What do you think of the Wild Mustangs?
I knew it was AI from the start. I thought you guys were pranking Emo again, but I know she's not in. You could hear it. I mean, it's good, but like Emo says, there's no soul to it. So I got to say go.
Oh, it's a go. All right. There's still the judgment on the AI. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks, bud.
All right. What do you think of the Wild Mustangs? There you go.
I was a stay until I found it was AI, and unfortunately, I'm going to taint it, so it's a go.
Oh, see. I don't know, Jerry. You probably shouldn't have revealed it the second song was played.
Hey, can I get those George Thorogood tickets?
You know what? You can. I'm going to give you that four-pack to see George Thorogood tonight at the OC Fair with Fog Hat. Larry, did you ever work with George Thorogood or Fog Hat?
Yeah.
I tell you, Robbie, you're taking a bite of donut. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, thank you. No, Fog Hat rocks, you know. George Thorogood.
I don't know if you can say that on the radio. What did he say?
Fog Hat rocks.
With a donut in his mouth. Sounds like,
Bob Hat rocks.
I thought he said F that.
Bob Hat rocks.
F that. All right. Crap. I hung up on you, Greg. You got to call back.
Yes.
Call back, Greg.
Call back, Greg.
Sorry. Oops, you can have that four pack. Christine, what did you think of the Wild Mustangs? We got two goes so far.
Well, you know, he wrote the lyrics, and I love the lyrics. So for that reason, it's a stay. But do you still have Joe Bottomassa tickets?
No, I don't, Christine.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Well, it's a stay because he wrote the lyrics. So I did enjoy the song. So, yeah. So for me, it's a stay.
Thank you, Christine. I was enjoying the song, too. Like I said, I started doing shots of whiskey. We were talking about doing shots. I joined the song and was drinking. Hello, Debbie.
Hello. I think it's a big fat stay for me because even though it is the AI, and just to be perfectly honest with you, I didn't know because I'm old and I can't tell, but I like it. I like the lyrics. I like him. I like his attitude. I like his personality. And yes, big stay for me from Debbie Doo. Debbie Doo says do it.
Debbie Doo says do it. And everyone, this is, we want to pull back the curtain again. Is this your wife, Jerry?
No.
I love him. His personality. He's a wonderful guy. He's a great dancer. I'm like, how do you know he's a great dancer? He's a wonderful cook.
That's my nickname.
He rubs feet so well. All right, Debbie, thank you so much. We got two stays, two goes. Hello, Corey.
Hello, you. How you doing?
What do you think of the Wild Mustangs? Stay or go?
Well, it sounded great until and the lyrics were good. You know, I've been a musician all my life. I was a Charlie Daniels impersonator in Hawaii with Bruno Mars. And I just think that AI's got to go, man. Got to go.
Really? You were a Charlie Daniels impersonator. How's that any different from AI?
Well, because I was really playing the instruments.
someone
else. Yeah, but you were playing Charlie Daniels. You were like, you know, Devil Went Down to Georgia. It's like you're basically doing a weird reverse universe AI version of Charlie Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was actually up there playing the fiddle. You know, I didn't.
You're a fiddle player too. Well, if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you.
That's right. I guess y'all didn't know it, but I am a fiddle player too.
Well, I'm gonna jump off on a hickory stump, boy. Let me tell you what. All right, so that's a go from an impersonator of Charlie Daniels. What a hypocrite! Am I right? Is it a weird way in a hypocrite world right there?
Yeah, it's like he's not good enough to do his own song,
but he
so
played
he's
the
do
fiddle. He went.
Something interesting, like AI takes from things. Technically, if you're covering, is that like AI is technically covering? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I get it though. Playing an instrument is different than AI doing it for you, but you never know. I guess
that's what I was saying about like the guys who can play guitar. Like you guys all have your guitars on your laps, and I'm sure you pulled that out at parties and you pulled women up because of that guitar right there. But now, if I'm at a party and I see a woman and I find out her name is, you know, Jenny, and I'm like, or Amy. And I'm like, let me write a song real quick on my phone. Okay, Amy, I want to be inside you. And then I play it for her, and she's like, oh, my God. It just basically takes away the one thing that, I mean, not the one thing, you guys are all good-looking guys, but one of the advantages you had over everybody else at the party because you had the guitar on your lap. Is that why you're so upset about AI? Because now it's taking that advantage away from you?
Oh. I think it's just like if...
We
like
all if, have
if someone made a song
now.
For me
yeah.
with AI, I'd be like, okay, great. Thanks for the effort, you know.
Do you have Amy, I Want to Be Inside You?
Yeah, are we doing it in the middle of this?
I'm just saying.
Let's do it.
I wrote a song just now in the last 5 seconds called Amy. You got it?
Yeah.
Amy, I Want to Be Inside You. I've already sent it to Jordan.
I want to be inside of
Damn.
You.
Damn. Oh, wow.
That's how quick it could be. I didn't do 350 renditions of that, but actually, you know, we did this yesterday on the show, so we had it already. But we're talking about AI music all week, so it's pretty.
Yeah, I mean, Chad mentions that we've dabbled in it. I mean, I just want to be clear: we would not like release AI material just because that's not what we do. But it's fun to experiment with it, and it does have its own sound. Like you can just hear the way the transients, which is like the start of any audio sound, you can just hear little details in the audio. It's like
it's not as sharp,
but the average ear wouldn't hear it. But like the transients are more like soft versus like in like a. Real clap would be more like sharp, but I'm sure as it gets better, you know, it'll be indistinguishable for like even an audio engineer.
That'll be a real scary time, but it's coming.
It did take courage for Jerry to admit on air, and start a very different discussion of whether we like the song or not, how it was made. So I want to applaud him for being honest, because it completely steered the conversation in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, agreed.
Right.
And Jerry, being a retired teacher, it's always been a dream of his, and he never once picked up a guitar, but he had that music inside of him, like Amy. And he wanted to get it out, and now with the AI, he has the outlet to get it out. And I'm sure that you said that your wife is your muse, and so when you start playing these songs that you made up on the computer with your wife, I'm sure it led to exactly what you wanted it to lead to, right, Jerry?
No, but that's beside but seriously, in my case, it was just a tool. I do not possess the musical skills to do it on my own. I couldn't really afford to hire a band to do it for me. And a friend of mine told me about this whole AI thing, and I wanted to hear what my music sounded like with a group behind me and my words, and I have to go through a lot. I mean, I tell you, it's a lot of work when you're listening to, when you have a song in your head, the music in your head, then you have to find it amongst all the garbage that the AI puts out.
You know, Jerry, I think you just convinced me that there is a soul in that, because you're trying to find that music inside of your head, and when you found it, that when you were like after 350 renditions of the song, you finally found it in the haystack of garbage that it was producing for you. You found the golden needle, And I think that's pretty awesome. I mean, actually, you found the soul.
My God, I'm gonna cry.
Well, to be fair, he shaped the soul. He shaped it. He formed it.
But it's not soulless. He drafted like you know, it earlier.
It's like when the drum machine started being used by lots of people in the 80s. Mm-hmm. You know, Peter Gabriel, like very renowned artist. Because someone was using a drum machine, is that not soul? It was someone using a tool to express their creativity. Exactly. So just like, you know, the guitar is a tool. If you put it in its place and look at it that way, it's not replacing a human being. It's just a tool we use to express ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
Nicely said, buddy. Yeah. Nicely said. That's an NYU professor right there.
Come on. And I've thought about that too with like, I've seen Instagram posts of like, is Hollywood doomed? Like AI videos are so good. And sometimes I'll comment on those videos and I'll be like, you know, I think, you know, of course there's scariness and danger to AI that everyone always talks about, but it is overlooked of how it creates the potential for people that have visions in their head that they don't have yet possessed the talent they want for it yet to be able to make their vision come to life, you know? And if that made you feel good, then that's a beautiful thing in my opinion. I mean, if people choose to listen to it, of course I would love it if people continued supporting real artists, especially since I'm a real artist.
Well, the thing is,
if it's supporting you, like why not?
They will go out and see you play live. I mean, Jerry can't go play live.
Yeah.
Jerry's just happy that the world could hear what he had in his head, but you can actually go out and see the audience and see them feel what you're playing live and still make those panties drop right now. All right, let's get Big Earn on the phone. Right now, we're at two stays, three goes. What do you think, Big Earn, of the Wild Mustangs?
You know what, Frank? He did write the song. He does have the vision of the music. It's a catchy song. I drink a beer to it. I was kind of grooving with it, so I say let's stay and see what else he's got in the basket.
All right, what else was inside his head that was discovered through the AI search engine? Deep Cut Dennis. So let's see what Deep Cut thinks about this. Hey, Deep Cut.
Hey there. Well, that certainly changed my mind with the AI thing. The only place I believe AI belongs in music is for artists that have passed, maybe have some unfinished work. I love his lyrics, and I appreciate his, you know, heart in it. And he should keep doing that for himself. But the question is, should you stay in the music business? No.
But keep doing it for yourself. So that's a go?
That is the start.
That's a go.
Oh, from Deep Cut. All right.
You start each segment by talking about staying in the music business.
Four goes, three stays. Let's hit up Tamines. Hey, Tamines.
Good morning, Heidi and Frank Show. What a turn of events this morning, huh?
I know.
Throwing us all for a loop. And you know what? I'm putting the kibosh on this AI stuff right now. Jerry, no! Bad! Pick up the guitar and play the guitar, Jerry, because if we let this go any further, no one's going to be playing any instruments at all. So grab your guitar, learn it. And if your instruments were real instead of virtual, I would say go throw them in the Santa Monica Bay. Please,
well,
go.
All right, that's a go from Tamines. But Larry DeVoskin's here with us. He's like worked with so many wonderful artists from David Bowie, Santana, and Robert Plant. And he brought up a good point about AI.
Well, just the Beatles just had a number one record Now and Then, you know. Mm-hmm. However, 65, 70 years after they broke up, because they could finally separate John Lennon's voice from the piano when they reunited in the 90s, and it just won a Grammy this year for Best Rock Song.
So take that to means.
Mm-hmm. And it's AI.
And it's AI. Yeah, they used the AI to separate. They could finally get John Lennon's voice separate. So again, as a tool, it's a great thing. It's not ever. It's never going to replace. You go to a concert, you're feeling not just the music, you're feeling the community, the people around you.
The energy.
You know, why do people travel around the world to follow a big star like Taylor Swift or Dead & Co? Because it's their tribe. It's the fabric of your life. You know, it's a thread of your past. So music is much bigger than any technological instrument.
You know, Larry, I appreciate your wisdom in this, but don't you feel like that song was kind? It was kind of. It was a gimme Grammy.
Yeah,
the song wasn't that great. There's no reason why it should have won. And just the fact that they gave it to him was them kind of normalizing this in the industry. So that's I don't like that trend in the sense of what Tamines was saying either.
Yeah.
And then once you start normalizing things, then it's a slippery slope is all I'm saying. But I do appreciate that music transcends instruments, transcends tools. It's about intention, and that's what Jerry brought to the song. And I understand why we are now.
It was a good intention.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, right now we're at five goes and three stays, and we have, I'm going to give you a couple names to choose from. 818-955-2955, if you want to continue voting. You can continue voting online at HeidiandFrank.com as well. Now, here's one of the things that we do with that. It's like if you vote on the HeidiandFrank.com website, we take the call-in votes, and we combine those with the online votes, and the most percentage of highest of stay versus go get invited to play a live show that we have later in the year. Well, obviously, Jerry can never go play a live show. So it's like, that's how we combine it together to go, don't you want to see these guys live? And the Bierman brothers said they would do it absolutely for free. And so did Larry. Larry DeBoskin said he would do it absolutely for free. Whatever part of it happens.
Amazing,
right?
Larry.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, sure.
And Ladies Nonto's going to be there too with his guitar, his ukulele bass.
Yep. Well, thanks for knowing what it is.
Is that a ukulele bass?
It is a ukulele bass.
Nice. Yeah. Wow. Oh,
yeah. Not one lesson. I knew what that was.
AI told me
what it was.
You search it up. I saw you on your ChatGPT.
I'm like, what the hell is this thing on his lap? Took a picture of it.
I gotta say, I'm impressed you made that song that fast, though. You're a fast typer. On AI.
I know. It's pretty crazy. All right. Yeah, Russell, time has run out for Jerry.
Oh, no.
Running out of time. Well, we don't have a subscription to Zoom. This is only KLOS. All right, Jerry, Russell or Crab, what name do you want to choose? Russell or Crab?
Russell.
Going with Russell. Good choice. Hey, Russell.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
All right, what'd you think of the Wild Mustangs?
I like the song. I like the way it went. Some people may not have the ability. My hands are so destroyed, I can't play a guitar or anything. I would admit I like it. But if you can come up with a song, make it all work like this, it works good for somebody that may not have the ability to be able to play an instrument. I did like the song. I kind of got into it, you know? It was very good. AI maybe. Look, I still agree with it. I like it. I would say stay.
All right, four stays, five goes. Right. The voting is still going on. Thank you, Russell. Ooh. I guess we get to go to Crab after all. Hello, Crab.
Man. Good morning, guys.
All right, Crab, what do you say? Wild Mustangs.
Well, first of all, I loved Larry's hoodie. Really cool. And the dude looks like Deep Cut Deadness in the hospital.
Yes, he does.
And, you know, it takes balls to admit it. And I'm against AI, and I'm older guy, probably older than the artist, but I'll stay, dude.
Oh, my God. Five stays, five go. It's all even right now. So this Holy next crap. Call decides your fate.
Oh.
Hello, Andy.
Hello.
It's all on you, man. Stay or go?
Stay.
It's a stay! This would be an historic episode because we never actually had
it. I'll be
AI
up the next
artist.
Gig wherever, whenever that is.
Thank you, Andy. Yeah. Andy doesn't understand. I'll be his next gig wherever that is. You must have just tuned in. All right, so that means you have another song you created through AI that was lyrically all yours that you want to play for us now as well. Because I said we're going to play two songs, but you got to stay, and you did. So what other song do you have in there, Jerry, in your mind that you found?
Let's see. You make the choice. It's a choice between a simple love song.
Okay, simple love song or?
Or a more complicated relationship song.
Oh, which one am I going to want to do a shot to?
Oh, then I think Whispers of a Kiss would probably be the way to go.
Ooh, Whispers of a Kiss.
Yes. Hey, you're romantic. Yeah,
that all
right, pull up Whispers from a Kiss. Here we go. One more time, the Wild Mustangs.
Love's promise had been broken.
by words that I'd misspoken. Then anger rolled way too easy off your lips. There ain't no good in blame or fuss since love began eluding us. Now love just hides in shadows in the whispers of a kiss. Escape or retribution only add to love's confusion. We hear amazed it brings us back where love's memories are found. To that once upon a time ago when I would never let you go, and our embrace would last till dreams would come around. Confusion overtakes me as my barricades forsake me. Reason seems to masquerade like shadows so unclear. Fighting life's insanity, still longing for what used to be. Love's hidden beneath the surface in the whispers of a kiss. Escape or retribution only add to love's confusion. We hear amazed it brings us back where love's memories are found. To that once upon a time ago when I would never let you go, and our embrace would last till dreams would come around. Stars seem to burn away as fog rolled in along the way. After what remained for us were glimpses through the haze. When life gets us down, we recall what keeps us going after all. It's all the loving tenderness from our carefree yesterdays. We're trying to recapture our lost love and our lost rapture that had faded like a photo that's been too long in the sun. Heal the pain that caused the fracture. Bring our love to greener pastures with love's memories of us. We've only just begun. We've survived our lost love's eclipse and avoided love's apocalypse. We can't let love die away, so now we must resist. That love song's never-ending kiss brings back all we reminisce. Let's seal our new beginning from the whispers of a kiss. Our love had grown and came undone, but our love comes around like the morning sun. Now love no longer hides inside the whispers of a kiss. Our love is so much larger than the whispers of a kiss.
Oh, the Wild Mustang, Second Chance to Make First Impression. I mean, it's hard to judge the second song based on how we know it was produced. But as far as like you being able to put what's on your mind into a machine that can spit out your feelings, and then you'd be able to play that for your wife or whoever you want to play it for, it's pretty amazing, Jerry, that we can do that nowadays. And so I commend you for doing that in your retirement. And congratulations. Like I said, you want to keep voting online. But like Jerry had the balls to put it out there here on 95.5 KLOS, and everybody got to hear it. And I'm proud of you for doing it. I'm proud of you for doing it. And like I said, AI, what is this stuff? I ain't heard you could do this. And then when you heard what it could do for you, I mean, it just took you back in time to where you would have picked up that guitar when you were 19 years old, like the Bierman brothers. Well, they were playing since they were 8, and then you would have learned, and maybe you would have taken a different path, and now you can see what that path would have looked like. So I think that's pretty kick-ass, Jerry.
Now all I want is somebody to record it.
To record the real song.
Oh, you mean, okay.
That's pretty cool.
So now you're gonna like try to sell that song to an artist and have like Luke Combs sing it.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah, whomever, you know. But it's just a matter of, you know, I think my stuff's pretty good.
Maybe it's like because as a songwriter, I mean, you're a songwriter, Larry. So as far as like being able to put like a demo together and be able to send that off to Nashville and have somebody hear that and go, that's great. I'll record that. And he never releases the AI version. Maybe that's the way you go.
That's exactly the way you go. it's got to sound like a record already, but leave something unfinished so that someone can say, you know, I could do that better.
Put the soul in it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Wow. This has been Stay or Go, brought to you by SellersAdvantage.com. If you don't want to stay in your house, you can go. Thank you so much, Jerry. Tell your wife we said hello, Debbie. Her name's not Debbie. I swear she never called in. But we do have the Bierman Brothers in here. They were the Bierman Brothers when they were on the show back in September of 2020, and now they're familiar faces with Nonso part of the group. Is Nonso or Nonso?
Nonso, you got it.
Nonso. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you guys got some upcoming shows or something, or new music you want to promote before we get to the song you're going to play live?
Yeah, we actually just released a song. It dropped today. So that's exciting. Timed it for this. It's called Just the Way You Like. So you can find
Is that what you're going to play? Or you're going to play something else that we can play that afterwards?
Yeah, I have one queued up. So you guys play whatever you want.
Yeah, we're going to play a different song.
Okay. But Jordan's going to play that one on air, I'm pretty sure. So that's right. Awesome.
Yeah. The studio version, yeah.
Which one did you do, Jordan?
We just went from something. I didn't even listen to that song. I'm not even going to lie to you. I was over here sound checking live instruments.
That's fine.
Because I want to focus on real music, like what I consider real music.
Jerry's off the phone.
Tough talk now that he's off of Zoom. Our Zoom expired, right? He's not listening. No, I figured let's get them. You guys showed up with your instruments ready to play, and I really appreciate that you did. So I'd love to hear you guys
hear some live music right after some AI music. It does seem like it should
We prepared
happen.
A song that we wrote together on Catalina on a boat, and and you know, it's got all of us singing on it. We've worked on this record. We've been working on a bunch of records. We also worked on a song with Larry over here, and we're so grateful to be on that one. That one is an amazing story. We'll get into it too. So, and we got upcoming shows. If you want to get into those right now, Sean.
Yeah, got a little list here. It's always hard to remember because we got so much going on. We just were on tour, which was fun. That was like we went to Salt Lake City and Las Vegas. I mean, it was a small scale tour. It's not like we're huge at this moment,
but we will be.
But you will be.
That's the goal, baby. We got a banger album coming out.
Before you tell them to come out and see it, play the song, and then we'll tell them where to come see.
Oh, good idea.
Let's get that out now. We're running out of time.
I like that idea.
Big brain. All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Some people there. It's always someone else who's wrong. I'm right, you're wrong. Goes on, you're none. I didn't think it would come to this. But people I love are now enemies. Don't know if I should become involved or sit back and pray it dissolves. Some people, they don't get along. It's always someone else who's wrong. I'm right, you're wrong. Goes on and on. I want to talk it out with them. Couldn't ignore it, I couldn't pretend. Everything that I tried made it worse. And getting involved brought more hurt. Some people, they don't get along. It's always someone else who's wrong. I'm right, you're wrong. Goes on and on.
Woo, come on.
Don't deserve this. Let's stop all this hurting. Ain't it pointless to fight on and on and on? Jealous.
worse and worse and worse and worse. It's the worst.
Familiar faces, right? Yeah. Brothers and not so. Somebody goes, now that sounds real. Somebody goes, you guys better not tell me this is AI.
And we're playing in the studio. Our guitars are in our hands.
This whole show is AI generated.
Our version of Milli Vanilli right here. They were just faking the whole thing. No, they were. It was absolutely real. Familiar faces right there. So what upcoming shows do you have? You're getting ready to talk about it, but what upcoming shows do you have coming up?
Yeah, so we're playing at the Marine Room on this Friday, or Saturday, excuse me, today is Friday.
Or no, it's the 19th, right?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, you know what? I just graduated college, so I have no dates in my head.
We're not using our brains anymore.
That's in Laguna, so that will be awesome. It's a bar full of, you know, a beautiful crowd, young, old, middle-aged, whatever, you know, come out.
Yeah, we love it. A little bit of everybody, so it's fun, because our music, you know, we have a like kind of a retro outfit going on, and so it's fun. We appeal to that. We've always loved.
What's the bar again, or that place?
Marine Room.
Marine Room.
Laguna Beach.
Laguna, yeah. Tomorrow night.
We love Laguna Beach. Yes. We're also playing Sunday from 7:30 to 8 p.m. at the Love Long Beach Festival. So that's where we're from. LBC. What's up,
yes. Long Beach. And that's going to be right by the Queen Mary. By the lighthouse at the Pike. It's like on the green grass at the lighthouse. It's a really awesome festival. So if people want to come out to that, you should.
No, but I do want to play your brand new song.
Yeah, I know, before we run out of time.
Okay, cheers, let's do it.
I know, actually, let's start. So we'll end with your guys' new single, the Just the Way You Like It, or Just the Way You Like from the Familiar Faces. But before that, we also have Larry in here, and you guys collaborated on this song.
No, a different song, actually.
He's talking about it.
This New Age.
Yes. Oh, sorry, yes.
This is the one that's up for a Grammy?
Yeah, so just this week, the Grammy opened, and it's been submitted for a Grammy for Best Alternative Rock Performance, because it's, like Robert Plant once said, deep and meaningless. It's not preachy, but, you know, music used to have this sort of say in our culture a lot more and motivate people, and it's about where we are in the world right now. We have a choice as mankind, you know, are we going to come together or not? And you know, there's a lot of challenges, so it's got that old school, you know, good feeling and lots of rock and roll, and the boys played on it, and myself, we share singing duties, and a band named Janoon, which are kind of like the U2 of Asia in the Middle East. Mm. They're like a legendary band. Is also the drummers on it. So
the U2 of Asia. I never thought I'd hear that sentence.
I know that's a very strange
thing. I can't wait to hear it. They're on the Zoom.
Really, really cool song.
All right, let's hear it.
There you go. This New Age.
Just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and this is the first real radio broadcaster.
So as far as like the credits, like you say, the band together.
It's my name and Larry DeVos. Larry DeVos and Familiar Faces. And it's on all the streamers. And now for... It's really a debut.
On 95.5 KLOS. Yeah. And also, we got to get the single that's dropped today for the Familiar Faces. What's that single?
Just The Way You Like.
Can we apologize over the beginning of this?
Yeah.
Play it out?
Yeah. Apologize over this, and then we'll...
All right, let's apologize over this.
You can hear this one. It's got a nominated for a Grammy, so I'm sure it's going to be popping up.
Is there going to be a segue between these two?
I will segue it.
Will? After the apologies, that won't work.
You want to segue after the apologies?
It's like, oh, you're going to listen to the whole show, and then you come in and go, hey, there's another song. This is not going to work.
Well, we kind of already... you know what you're listening for. You're listening
for... Type it into AI. See what AI was
doing. Just The Way You Like, coming up after this song.
It's got one more minute, and it's this epic...
All right, let's just play.
Come on.
We got to crank it up. It's rock and roll. The rock and roll is coming right here.
Who knew how to end?
Wow.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
All right. So, Jordan, do you want to segue into this?
Oh, yeah. And here you go. The new single from Familiar Faces. Just The Way You Like.
It took off. Oh, play it. Go ahead and play it. Do it after.
It did, wouldn't it? Just start right now. The way you like. Every time I give you love, you drink it dry to an empty cup. Dried out the way you lie. That's real instruments right there. Baby, I'll let me drop it all for you. Baby, I'll till I'm left. Baby, is that enough for pulling this down because it's so good, but we gotta get those apologies out.
We gotta get out of here, but
well done, guys.
Thank you.
Go give it a listen.
That's from Familiar Faces right there. Go look them up wherever you find your music. Thank you, Sean, Chad, and Nonso for coming in, hanging out. Larry, you're a character. Love you, dude.
Yeah.
And also, let's apologize now to everyone we have offended today. Johnny, get the hell out of here.
All right, Decoy the Dog, Maury, Jewel Smokers, and Demon Hunters.
Douche Flutes, Sears, Gold Toe Socks, and Funny Twins.
Young Pianist, the Port of Los Angeles, Fire Festival attendees, and Coldplay.
The Scorpions, George Thorogood, Brenda Lee, and Sumo Babies.
The Wild Mustangs, Charlie Daniels impersonators, the Beatles, and Gay Robots.
Mesothelioma Barbie, Keith Richards, Larry Defoskin, and Familiar Faces. You really have listened to the whole show brought to you by GimmeTheBin.com, America's best car buyer. We are out of your break.
Frappuccino blended beverage.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.